Chapter 3. Benny found Detective Gallagher on an ancient computer in an office so cramped that his desk shared space with a coat rack and sleeves brushed against his case files. Hi, got a minute?
Sure.
Detective Gallagher swiveled around, rolled a black chair from a nearby desk, and motioned her into it.
Please, feel free.
Thanks. Benny sat down in the chair, which wobbled slightly. She knew she had a losing cause, but that didn't mean she wouldn't put up a fight. I don't think you have enough to charge him. The case is totally circumstantial.
Doesn't mean it's not a case.
Detective Gallagher retook his seat, his mouth a grim line.
Plus, your client made a number of res geste statements to the uniformed officer on the scene, as well as myself, during his interview.
Benny frowned. By res geste statements, the detective meant what Jason had said about being happy Richie was dead. They weren't admissions, and he also said he didn't do it.
True. But the jury won't be interested in the legal technicalities. Your client had bad blood with the victim. He handed us motive, and he was found in the alley with the weapon.
The knife wasn't his. It was planted on him. Someone framed him for this.
Yeah, right,
Detective Gallagher snorted. Are you even investigating that? Richie Grusini had enemies. You need to look into his character and his history. That kid was bad to the bone.
Educate me.
Well, Benny stopped herself. She knew they had enough to charge Jason, so there was no point to showing her hand. Forget it. Let me ask you, was Grusini found with his wallet?
Yes, money and all.
Phone?
Yes.
Did you learn anything from it? Detective Gallagher frowned.
The ADA will let you know when they have to.
How about a weapon? Did he have one on him?
Your boy had the knife.
But Grusini? Any weapon?
No.
Detective Gallagher spread his hands, palms up.
Benny, be real.
The way I see this case, these two had history, and it's a bar fight turned into a murder. Your client's a punk, not a cold-blooded killer. Problem is, a man is dead. According to your client, that's not the worst thing in the world, but the victim's family doesn't agree. Have you notified them? Benny ignored the pang in her chest.
Yes. We have enough to charge your client with general murder. You don't need me to tell you. That's 15 to 20 years.
Benny knew, too well. It would be the prime of Jason's life, and after what he had gone through.